Hello and welcome to Pathfinding with Beacon. I'm so excited to come your way again today. I'm your host, Damilola Odukoya, a certified coach and professional counselor. Today, we'll be looking at overcoming limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs are some of the things that we believe about ourselves that keep us down. They are false in nature, that is, they are the false beliefs that we hold very dear that now hold us back. They prevent us from pursuing our true goals and desires, the things we would want to do. The limiting beliefs are those things that we believe about ourselves that prevent us from going for those things that we really would actually want to do in our hearts, but because we believe we can't, or because we believe people will laugh at us, or I'm not good at this, so you restrain yourself from trying out those things. They somewhat create kind of like a boundary for us, and that boundary is kind of keeps us safe. It helps us to be in our safe zone, such that you try to prevent yourself from embarrassing yourself. Say, I don't want to embarrass myself. I'm not good at this. So many times, this is what limiting beliefs do for us. They hold us down. They keep us from trying the things we really would want to try. So limiting beliefs are not exactly phobias. They are just like a mindset that we have resigned to. And some of them stem from our primal programming. They stem from the things we heard as little children. Just say, "Oh, you can't do this. Oh, you can't sing." For example, you can't sing in public. You have such a horrible voice. And then we accept it, we believe it, and it limits us. So you find that some people, when they have the opportunity to sing, they won't even try it because they believe that their voices are not good because of what people have said about their voices when they were children, especially if they were the significant people in their lives, like their parents, older ones, and teachers. So you tend to believe them because as children, our hearts are plain and we believe these older people for whatever they see. So a lot of our limiting beliefs come from this angle, and some we acquire as we go along the way. Maybe you do something and it doesn't turn out well. Probably you attempted that debate in primary school or in secondary school and it didn't do well, so you just tell yourself, "Oh, public speaking is not for me," and you believe, "No, I'm not good at it. Me, I'm good at writing. I can help you write it, but to come out and say it by myself, no, I don't know how to do that," and all that. So it prevents you from going for those things you really want to go for. Yes, some of us really want to probably speak in public, some of us really want to sing, some of us really want to going to marketing, for example, but you might have a limiting belief that says, "Oh, I don't know how to market. I don't know how to approach people. I don't know how to write. I'm not good at writing. I'd rather speak, or I'd rather stick with calculations. I'm not good at writing," and all of those. These are the things that limit us, that don't help us to venture at the things we really want to do in our hearts. So limiting beliefs are really very horrible, and everybody has them. We all have one thing or another that we believe about ourselves that has the potential of limiting us. But a lot of people have overcome these limiting beliefs to venture out and do a lot of things and achieve so much more than they really thought they could achieve, because they dared their limiting beliefs. And that's why today I'm trying to treat this topic so that somebody out there can receive the needed encouragement to challenge these beliefs. Because, like I said earlier, many times they are false. They are not true. But we hold them to be true. We believe them and we find security in living within that boundary. Because many times we don't want to be embarrassed. We don't want to make fun of ourselves. We don't want people to react negatively towards whatever it is we want to do. So you want to be sure that you'll be accepted for whatever you want to do before you do it. So if there's any thought that maybe it will not be acceptable, then you sit in your comfort zone and limit yourself. So today we want to see what are the things we can do in order to overcome these limiting beliefs. So that you have a limiting belief is not a big deal. We all do have them. Somewhere in the corner of our heart, something tells us you can't do it. Oh, you are not strong enough. You are not good enough. You've tried this before, it did not work. So these things try to limit us. And many times we believe these voices because they are in our head. They are a part of our primal programming. This is not somebody outside telling you. Many times you tell yourself, oh, I'm telling myself the truth. This is my mind telling me the truth. It's better I believe it. And that's why we stay in the area of limiting belief. But I come to tell you today that challenge that voice. Challenge that belief. And for you to be able to challenge that belief, the first thing you need to do, strategy number one, is to identify them. What are those beliefs I hold about myself that keeps me down? Identify them. Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, I can't speak in public. My writing skills are not top-notch. I'm not built for the corporate world. And whatever it is that are those thoughts you have that does not help you to be all you think you can be or all you would want to be, these are the things that fall under the category of your limiting beliefs. And you can identify them. You can write them out and begin to look at them one after the other. What are these beliefs that I have about myself that keep me down? So then, when you have identified them, try to trace them. Where did I get this? What makes me think I can't sing? What makes me think I can't speak in public? What makes me think I'm not good with so? What makes me think I can't travel outside of my country? What makes me think I can't speak good English? Things like that. Identify them. Trace them. Where did I get this idea from? And when you, it may at first be difficult to trace, but when you sit down and really introspect and look back, you will see where they came from. They probably came from somebody passed a comment sometime, or some people had been saying some things repeatedly about you, especially in your early years, and those were the things that formed those beliefs. So when you are able to trace them, then you test them. Are they true? Many times you will find they are false, although at times they may be true, but many times you will find that they are false. So test them, put it to test. Oh, I can't sing in public. Okay, I'm going to attempt to sing in public. I will do good practice and I'll give it a shot. Is it true that I can actually not sing well in public? Is it true that even with a bit of training and discipline, I can't keep on a key? You know, because some of these things, you just need to train yourself a bit or to in order to be able to improve your skills and give it a try. So put those beliefs to test. When you find they are false, replace them. I can do this. With a little practice, I can perfect this. With a little education, I can become a pro at this. Oh, I can sell. I can market. I can lead. Things like that, you need to replace those beliefs with the right ones, with the positive ones. Then you need to strengthen this, your new beliefs, with evidence. How do you do this? You need to create an opportunity. Give yourself an opportunity to prove that you can actually do this. So you test it again. So there needs to be evidence. And the evidence is not just by testing. There's also the evidence of the things you have done in the past. If I was able to do this, then I can do this. You know, looking at your past victories and making them like a strength, making them like a pedigree for you to be able to attempt bigger things that you before now thought you could not do. So if I could do this, oh, I did this as a child, or I did this sometime when I didn't have much of a choice, when I couldn't run away, I actually led a group. Even if it's a group of only 5 people, I led a group. So I can lead. oh, I was able to sell this idea to somebody so I can sell. You know, I was able to convince so-and-so to do this. That means I can be convincing. I was able to negotiate my way out of getting into this trouble or making this payment. That means I have negotiating skills. I might need to work on them. I might need to own them. But that just helps me know that there are little evidences to support the fact that I can do this. And then you can practice what we call visualization. Visualization is you looking into the future, seeing an opportunity where you would need to use that skill you hitherto thought you did not have, and then picturing yourself in your mind's eye doing that thing. Picturing yourself probably addressing a crowd if you are the kind of person that used to think you couldn't face a crowd. Sit down, visualize yourself addressing a crowd, doing beautifully well, getting a lot of applause after. Visualize yourself in the next opportunity you have, maybe to address the board of your office, to address a leadership team, or to address your team members. Visualize yourself doing a good job with it, speaking confidently, looking boldly at them, and you know, delivering whatever it is you have to deliver and getting the job done perfectly well. When you do this, you begin to believe it the more. Another thing you need to do is to reinforce yourself, this belief, with affirmations. Now, affirmations are things that some people don't like to deal with because they feel it does not work. But one of the reasons, primary reasons why affirmation may not work for you is if you do not create the affirmations yourself. A lot of people kind of download other people's affirmations and try to repeat them. It may not work because it may not resonate properly with you. So the best thing I often advise my clients to do is to sit down and come up with their own affirmations. So that way, when you come up with it, you can use someone else's own as kind of like a template, but then you need to come up with yours, so that when you come up with yours, it resonates with you. It's something that came from your heart, so it's easier for you to believe. So when you come up with those affirmations, you need to be disciplined with saying them regularly. You can't take affirmations for 2 days and then you don't take them again and you say, oh, affirmations are not working. No, you need to stick with it. At times when you're repeating it, it may seem like you're chewing gravel, as in it's just there, it's bland. Continue. Because how affirmations work is that you hear yourself say it. So it's a kind of programming of hearing yourself say what you want to believe, say what you want to see. So the more you hear, you know, just like the scripture says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing. So the more you hear it, the more you begin to believe these things, especially about yourself. And as you believe them, it helps you to overcome the negative belief you used to have. So having done all this, then you need to go out and with confidence put to test those things that you had not done before. Try them out. Do them. And you will definitely begin to see changes in your performance. It might not work suddenly, but then you will see improvement. Appreciate the little improvements you see. Celebrate the little improvements you see. And encourage yourself to keep working at it. Someday you will perfect it, because practice makes perfect. Thanks once again for listening to Pathfinding with Beacon. For your counseling, coaching, and questions, you can reach us through our Gmail address, pathfindingbeacon@gmail.com, or you can WhatsApp this number or put a call through to +234 81 22 70 6316. I come again with the number +234 81 22 70 6316. Thank you very much. Until next time, keep shining. Bye.